It's here and now. And the Baltimore-based band Future Islands is out with a new album this week. It's already attracting a lot of attention at South by Southwest and on The Late Show with David Letterman, where the band performed the first track, Seasons.
Seasons change.
Future Islands is William Cashin on bass, Garrett Welmers on keyboard, and Sam Herring doing the vocals. All of them are with us now from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Guys, welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
How would you describe your music, by the way? I saw the New York Times called it synth pop.
We've always referred to our music as post-wave, ever since we were like 18 years old. Sort of like post-punk and new wave, kind of putting those together. Anyway, we thought it would catch on, but it hasn't caught on. So we're still flying that flag, and at this point, we're calling ourselves post-wave pioneers.
We do consider ourselves a pop band, just because of the fact we just want to write catchy songs that make people move or make people think or make people feel, but are not meant to we don't go into politics or religion or really too deeply. It's more just kind of about the human experience, so we kind of consider what we do to be pop music from the beginning, but post-wave when it comes down to it. But synth pop kind of has it's got certain connotations to it, one of those being that it's maybe somewhat vapid music, or music that doesn't have a certain, maybe the emotions are not sincere but kind of cheesy. And we've never really felt that.
Now, Sam, one of the things that people are going to notice right away in listening to this is the sound of your voice. It's very distinctive, but it has changed over the years. I want to take a listen to one of your earlier tracks. This is Old Friend from the 2009 album Wave Like Home. So was that a change in voice that was a decision of yours, or did it just happen over time?
Well, if you can consider smoking cigarettes to be a decision, going on tour constantly being a decision. I mean, my voice has definitely decayed over time. But in that, it's not really what I've lost, but what I've gained is kind of how I've looked at it. Honestly, I thought that my voice was kind of gone for a second, like right before we started recording or writing songs in 2008, beginning of 2009. And so I was kind of like finding a new voice, exploring what I could do with my voice, since I felt like there were a lot of things that I couldn't do anymore. And in that, eventually I realized, oh, hey, this is, I'm finding new ways to use my voice, and this is a positive thing. Because I felt like if you listen to those, some of our first band's tracks from 2003, 2004, like I sound almost angelic on some of that, high, clear, nice voice. And I didn't know how to sing, but I had this great voice. And I feel like now my voice has decayed over time, but I know how to use my voice now. I've found ways around what I can't do. It's very much I feel like it's my own voice. I think that for us too, like, we just want to be those bands that if you hear one of our songs, you know that that's a Future Island song, And I think that's something that I feel with my voice. It's become that thing where if you hear my voice, he's like, oh, that's Future Islands.
Now, you all live and work in Baltimore. Is there anything Baltimore about your sound or about the band itself?
I think when we moved to Baltimore back in like 2007, early 2008, We really started working a lot harder, and that was shortly thereafter is when we quit our day jobs and were like just decided to stay on the road and really give this band thing a try. And I think that a lot of that has to do with just being inspired and influenced by the scene, by the other bands around us in Baltimore, and seeing how hard they were working. It made us want to work just as hard.
Now, William, you and your girlfriend collaborated on one of the music videos for the album, A Dream of You and Me. Let's take a listen to that.
Wrestled by the sea.
Tell us a little bit about the song, A Dream of You and Me.
Well, in the whole form of the album, it was actually the last, the final song that we wrote. And I think in a way it works in that final spot in the album. That was, Bob William was really fighting for it to be the closing track because it has a certain, I don't know, finality, but also an openness, a certain optimism to it. To me, it is the perfect kind of companion piece to Seasons, the beginning, you know, the very first song of the album, and coming in last, because Seasons speaks to a person talking to someone else and saying, like, I looked for something in you, and I've tried to change myself to you know, have this thing with you, but I'm done waiting for that. And then A Dream is effectively saying to yourself, the only way, you know, I'm standing out here by the ocean looking for something, and I'm going to have to go inside of myself to find it.
How often do people come up to you and say, not I love your music, but I got a message from what you were telling me and it changed my life?
That happens almost every show, at least one person. And we get emails from people, you know, some of them very light and friendly and some of them very, very heavy. And those are the ones that are hard to read, the dark ones, but those are the ones that I think mean the most and are one of the reasons that we continue to keep pushing what we do. You know, when you realize that you've helped people through some really dark times in their lives. I mean, you know, that's what the music has done for me. You know, like, we're making music together for 11 years now. It's like my two best friends, and I've had rough patches that these guys have helped me through. And in a big way, it's just, even just creating music, I mean, that's something that's helped to keep me alive in this world and feel like I'm doing something. But when that becomes something where you're helping someone else, then that's the most beautiful compliment in the world, that you could affect somebody with what you do. Because, I mean, we want to be that kind of band that we loved when we were kids, that who's you know, we hung on their every word, and anything they put out, we would be there because they were speaking right to us. And if we can do that for people, then become a part of their lives, it's, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. It's just a I don't know, an accomplishment in a way, you know, it's just
returning the gift.
Exactly. That was beautiful.
By the way, Garrett, you've been awfully quiet. You have anything to add?
Oh boy. I think they just did a great job.
Right. Thanks, Garrett.
Well, Garrett Welmers, William Cashin, and Sam Herring, also known as Future Islands, thanks so much, and best of luck on tour.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, Jeremy, I'm noticing that Amanda Palmer is tweeting as we speak that Future Islands, that she's been listening to here, is one of her favorite new bands. Cannot
wow.
hurt. Cannot hurt.
Absolutely. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art. New shows on view now by artists William Kentridge and Nick Cave, ICABoston.org.